Prime Minister Netanyahu tells Iranian people hour of liberation is near, Israel will shatter regime. By Joshua Klein on June 16, 2025. The hour of liberation for the Iranian people is near, declared Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, stating that Israel's military operations against Iran, aimed at neutralizing its nuclear and missile threats, will leave the current theocratic regime shattered. Speaking to Iran International on Monday, Netanyahu emphasized that Israel's twofold mission is to eliminate Iran's nuclear and ballistic missile threats, both of which he described as existential. The consequence could be that the regime is shattered, Netanyahu said. Because, really, what do they have? What do they truly have? Netanyahu described the Iranian regime as one that thrives on terror and intimidation, citing public executions and oppression as tools of control. All of this is based on their image of invulnerability, of unmatched power. And we are cutting that power down to size, he said. Addressing the Iranian people directly, Netanyahu issued a call for freedom. A light has been lit. Carry it to freedom. Carry it to freedom. It is up to the people of Iran. The hour of liberation is near. The interview comes amid heightened Israeli military operations targeting Iran's weapons infrastructure. Netanyahu detailed Israel's strategic objectives, citing a need to act against atomic bombs and thousands of Mach 6 ballistic missiles aimed at Israel. They were going to build 20,000 of these, he warned. We had to act in the nick of time, and we did. The Israeli leader portrayed the campaign as not just a defense of Israel, but a broader stand against tyranny. By acting to defend ourselves, we're also acting to defend others in the Middle East and even in Iran itself, he said, referencing the 2022 death of Mahsa Amini as a symbol of the regime's brutality. In response to reports alleging President Donald Trump vetoed plans to target Iran's supreme leader, Netanyahu did not confirm or deny, but stressed Israel's primary objective: to free ourselves from the dual annihilationist threat. If we can help you achieve your freedom, that is a noble and worthy cause. On the ongoing military campaign, Netanyahu expressed confidence, it's going brilliantly. Our soldiers, the Mossad, and the IDF are accomplishing unbelievable things with precision targeting. He claimed major blows had been dealt to Iran's nuclear leadership and infrastructure, as well as its missile production capabilities. The prime minister also underscored that Iran's ballistic ambitions extend to the eastern seaboard of the United States, describing the Islamic regime as a global threat that had to be confronted. Concluding with a historical and emotional appeal, Netanyahu invoked Cyrus the Great, who freed the Jews, as a symbol of past Iranian honor and future hope. Now it's time for you to be free, he said. The people of Iran have a brilliant future, and our friendship can be restored to what it was and what it should be. This is the time, he added. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.